Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Organist Dan Smith is back in Lubbock to play a Vesper concert at First United Methodist Church this Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Many of you will also remember Dan as an on-air host here at Texas Tech Public Radio. I had a chance to talk with Dan about his program and to hear him play a couple of excerpts. Here is Dan Smith playing a short piece by Naji Hakim on the Forest Memorial Organ in the sanctuary of First United Methodist Church. Dan Smith, welcome back to Lubbock. It's great to see you again and have you back in our fair city to make some more music for us. Welcome home.
Thank you, Clint. It's great to see you too, and it's just a joy to be back here in Lubbock.
Most people know that you were here for 2 years as the associate organist here at First United Methodist Church, also completing a graduate degree at Texas Tech.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people, of course, listening will recognize your voice from the radio.
Yes.
So it's wonderful to have you really sort of on that side of the microphone being interviewed and rather than being a presenter.
Yeah, and it's wonderful for me to be a guest and to be back on the airwaves here in Lubbock.
Absolutely.
So, a real
great
delight.
Well, since the time that you went home to England, tell us about you and your journey since the time you were in Lubbock.
Absolutely. So since leaving Lubbock, I've been working at a couple of different schools in London. I spent a year at Highgate School as musician in residence, working on all kinds of exciting projects, including lots of teaching. We had a wonderful performance of the St. Matthew Passion with the school choirs and Ian Bostridge collaborating as our evangelist, which was a wonderful project to be involved with. And since then, I've moved to South London, where I'm working at Whitgift School in a suburb called Croydon, which is a fantastic experience for me. I'm really enjoying working with all the boys there. It's very busy, but there's a lot going on, and it's a wonderful place to be, so I'm really, really enjoying that.
So is this equivalent of an American, like middle school?
This is like a high school.
A high school.
So boys are aged from 10 to age 18. It's quite a large school, 1,500 boys, and there's a lot of music that goes on. It's very, very busy. In the summer, I'll be taking the school choir on tour to Bulgaria, in fact. So we're really excited about that.
Right. And you got married?
Yes. Yeah, and I'm very, very excited to be here in Lubbock with my beautiful wife, Kiki.
Right.
So it's great to be able to travel together.
Great. Well, you're playing one of the Vesper concerts here at First United Methodist Church and on the organ. So unpack the program a little bit for us. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So as the performance is on Palm Sunday, I wanted to draw on some themes from Holy Week, as well as playing a couple of meaty bits of Bach. I guess there's always got to be some Bach in an organ recital, hasn't there? So I'll open with a Prelude and Fugue in A major by Bach, which is, it's got a real sense of joy in the opening prelude, some exciting arpeggio figures and things, and a fugue which features lots of interesting rhythmic interplays, and I hope we'll keep everyone guessing a little bit as to where it's going to go. Then there's going to be a few pieces drawing on some hymns from Holy Week, two settings of Valet will ich dir geben, the grand processional hymn for Palm Sunday, which we all know as All Glory, Lord and Honour. So one setting of that by Bach and one by Karg Eilert. There is a really expressive and moving setting of Were You There When They Crucified My Lord by the American composer Leo Sowerby. It's a wonderful piece to be able to play here at First United Methodist and show off all the different colours that this organ has. It's a very expressive and colourful piece, so I'm excited about that. There's another large, weighty piece of Bach, a slightly darker piece, the Fantasia and Fugue in C minor, which I think will fit the sombre tone as we move into the latter half of Holy Week. And without wanting to give away all the cookies before Easter Sunday, there is just a little foretaste of the joy of Easter Sunday itself with a suite of pieces by the French composer Naji Hakim, who's a wonderful organist and improviser himself. He works as the organist at La Trinité Church in Paris, where Messiaen himself was the organist. He's a Lebanese-born composer and organist, and his music really shows a lot of the Middle Eastern influences in the rhythms and harmonies and a lot of the modal scales that he uses as well. So it's a real fusion of different styles there. So that's a suite of arabesques.
Wonderful.
To close the program.
What an eclectic program. You mentioned a moment ago that you wanted to show off the organ here at First United Methodist. How did that play a part in picking, like, the music? I mean, did you think, okay, I know the instrument that I'm coming back to, I know how these pieces will go, and I have an idea of how I want them to sound?
Yeah, I think that was definitely a part of it. I mean, always as an organist, I'm choosing music that I think will speak well on a certain instrument and show off its capabilities and its versatility. So on a different instrument, I wouldn't have chosen a piece like the Sowerby, for example. But it's great to come here and be able to play such a wide variety of styles and composers on this instrument.
Right. Well, Dan, could I persuade you to play something for us?
I would be delighted to, Clint.
Great. What do you have in mind?
So I'd love to play one of the Valet will ich dir geben settings by Johann Sebastian Bach. It starts with a very contrapuntal style in the keyboards, sounding out the hymn tune, which should be familiar, and it turns into an elaborate fantasia with the hymn melody then sounding in the pedal in a very grand style.
Great.
So I hope you enjoy.
Wonderful. How did you get set up?
Okay. Thank you.
Dan Smith played a setting of the hymn tune All Glory, Laud, and Honor by Johann Sebastian Bach on the Forest Memorial Organ at First United Methodist Church. The complete concert is Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. This episode of The Front Row will be available on our website, kttz.org, later today. Thanks for listening to Texas Tech Public Radio. I'm Clint Barrick.